Hey yeah. guys, welcome to this episode of the official podcast where we have Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya, and special guest this week, Immortal HD, also known as Alex. Should I have said that? Is your name public?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, sweet. Hi. So tell our audience about yourselves.
Well, I've been here since the beginning.
All right, Andrew, your turn. What makes you tick?
I'm just here for Alex, honestly.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, this is awfully nice.
I heard he would be on the show, so I thought I'd give it a whirl. So far, disappointed, but maybe it'll pick up.
I'm Alex. I'm a content creator on YouTube.com. I have my own channel. I also run and manage a channel called Cow Chop. That is my secondary channel.
Oh, you're the guy everyone's been asking for.
Yeah. Very, very executive producer, an affiliate with those social networks. So,
us too, about me. We executively manage all the data waveforms of our podcast's data streams.
Advanced resolution.
Right? Yeah, nuclear, napalm, nucleus.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this like biology? Yeah.
Are you okay?
Kaya's been fucking...
Yeah. Do you need to lie down for a bit, Kaya?
No, it's fine. I'm okay.
All right.
I just wanted to brag, but there was nothing about our show to brag about.
So you made up nucleus?
But before we get to the nucleus, we have to, of course, talk about patreon.com/theofficialpodcast, where you can go and support us for $1 a month. You get extra content where we demean and make fun of all your favorite anime.
And Borderlands, you'll see that episode soon.
Oh yeah, and that fucking game apparently.
Want to see what we're like off camera? Go there for $1 a month. It's crazy.
I'm embarrassed to even be associated with this. So Alex, before coming on, you said you got pepper sprayed. Would you like to tell us about that? How did it happen? Who did it and why? Did you have a Pepsi?
No man, that's a thing. Actually, I made that joke in the video, actually, the whole Pepsi. I don't know if it's gonna make the final cut. But
Charlie, you're getting sued.
We had these goals. It worked similar to a Patreon that we wanted to meet with fan signups for the Rooster Teeth First website. We had a campaign going for that, and one of the goals was that when we hit a certain amount of signups, I get pepper sprayed as like a revenge thing. So unfortunately, today was the same day I was supposed to do that as this podcast. So about 30 minutes before I hopped on here, I was lying on the ground. Shaking in pain and crying. So
that's how I warm up.
Good to be here now.
What
did it feel like?
What it felt like? Yeah.
It's just it feels like. Have you ever had like a jalapeno or something?
Yeah.
And like you bit it and like a little bit got on you and you're like, ooh, it's like a little sting.
Episode 6.
Uh-huh. All right. It's like that, but like a million times more in your eyes.
Oh, Kai, didn't you do that? Didn't you rub pepper into your eyes that episode?
I didn't intentionally rub it into my eyes.
No, I know,
eyes.
But it's what happened, makeup, isn't it? But,
yeah, he picked up a whole chunk and just ground it into his cornea.
Jesus.
Yes, and it was not fun.
Like as a prank on yourself, or is it like...
Just an accident.
No, it was not intentional. I'm blind.
No. I did pepper spray myself once, though, for fun, so I know what you're talking about a little. It was in high school. I think we pepper sprayed the whole class, actually.
Jeez, what?
Wow,
what
that's
the fuck? Was there a riot?
Were you in a demonstration?
Was this Columbine?
No, some dickhead brought pepper spray to the school, and for some reason, we all the guys, or maybe just one of two of the guys, us assholes, decided it would be funny to pepper spray the whole classroom. The thing is, if you just spray it into a room, it'll still be effective. To anyone who might not be familiar with it, you don't have to be sprayed directly in your face for it to annoy you or work on you.
Is that true? I've heard that before.
Like if it's not a ventilated room, then you can just pretty much spray it in and it'll still cause a little bit of discomfort.
So did that happen
with you,
Alex?
Yeah, you breathe it in. Yeah, I mean, we have like a warehouse that we're working out of, so the whole thing just kind of, it's like fumed out with this pepper spray, I don't know, stench, I guess you could call it. So you're coughing as you're walking in and out still. Huh. So that was definitely a side effect.
Would you do it again?
Like if I was in a protest, like I think I'd know my limit now. I can be like,
how much you can handle?
Right. So then I'd pick, you know, like, oh, I don't really want to get maced for this, like, reason, you know, for this fight. Yeah, I can, but maybe, like, different, you know.
So maybe for different rights. Have you been tased before?
No, I have a heart condition, so I stay away from that.
Okay.
It'll be the next one.
I'm too scared. I'm too scared.
If you had to pick between the two, which one you would latch onto, because that's a very common go-to, like, you know, would
you rather. I feel like pepper spray, because yeah, there's less of a risk of you shitting yourself.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah,
you know, I thought about, I had to go, I used the bathroom before I got pepper sprayed, so I was really worried how my body was going to react, you know, whether I was going to shit myself or not, but I held it in, so I think the adrenaline made me kick back, you know, the urge to shit.
That's one of the main functions.
Priority one. Yeah. Adrenaline, when it kicks in, just clenches the sphincter.
Makes it impossible.
Yeah.
Right.
No fluids escape your body when you're pumped full of adrenaline.
So I wanted to ask a question here. So you said you also manage the Cow Chop channel as well, right?
I was just trying to throw out a bunch of like bogus terms and see if anyone would, you know, call me out on it. But yeah, I'm part of the Cow Chop channel, obviously, as well.
How was that experience? Because I know it's probably a lot of work going between both your Immortal HD channel and also working over there. How do you balance them? Besides getting pepper sprayed for rewards and such.
That's a good question. You know, when I'm in my house, I can just eat my breakfast and record some videos. And then when I go to the Cow Chop office, I get pepper sprayed. So that is the equal trade-off there.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the key to success, pepper spray.
I don't know if it's channel, success is... Go ahead.
So is your main channel a bit more of kind of like a leisure, just, oh, I have this idea or I want to crank this out, and then the Cow Chop channel is more like a business work kind of mentality?
Yeah, I just you know, I run my own channel my own way, and I kind of just do, you know, pretty, what's the word, lackluster type of stuff, where I'm just, sorry, I couldn't find a better word. I sit in front of a computer and record some games and talk over them.
That's probably the most honest description.
I don't know.
Well, because says it finally.
Well, because with like the Cow Chop stuff, we have like, you know, we have a crew, we have like camera people and sound people, and so there's a little bit more like to it. Whereas like at home, I just press a button, you know.
That's true.
That less sense. Involved.
That caught me off guard. That was just for you. That was so honest.
Really, I don't know. What were you expecting? I guess is my question to you.
Fake bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so empowering, you know, being part of this.
Pretty much.
Yes. Oh, like, yeah, I care so much about my fans. You know, I just really enjoy streaming and playing video games. I mean, it's great. I really enjoyed every day, single day, doing the same thing and recording myself, making wacky noises.
And check me out on patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
Oh, he fucking got you, Kaya.
You
please
like
leave.
Roasted. Pepper sprayed, bitch.
Fucking fucking obliterated. Tasered, but not for heart conditions.
I mean, it's not really my voice.
Well, Charlie, I guess, I mean, like, you would know, right? Because you do YouTube, but you also have, like, a podcast that you do as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, you're balancing those things.
Yeah. Like, for me, it's kind of opposite. When I make something, it takes a little more work than when I just come on here and talk about wieners and masturbation for an hour and a half. So this would be...
Right.
Yeah. This would be, like, my time.
Now, how do you separate that, you know, that line? Like, I'm going to talk about penises on the podcast.
Yeah, it's about the same.
But in my own videos...
There's a massive crossover. Like it's a character I play. You know, I'm not. Exactly,
oh, so it's like it's in the same universe, basically.
Yeah,
it's all canon.
Yeah, in real life, I'm all about stock market trading and economics. But on here, I'm just a wacky wiener lover.
Mm. We fucking went to lunch one time, and I was like, "Hey, Charlie, you know, why don't you talk about that jacking off story?" And he was like, "Andrew, that's disgusting.
It's inappropriate, really, in a public setting.
Really,
let's trade stock.
Excuse yourself." And then he got a phone call, and he was like, "Hello, no, cancel the Foreman account."
Actually, a fun fact about that today, I spent about 30 minutes debating whether or not to enter the stock market, even though I don't have much money.
You abso-fucking-lutely should.
Well, the research pointed to quite the opposite. They said I would get eaten alive.
There's no better time than now, Charlie.
Yeah.
Invest all your money into United Airlines. It's a hot tip
I
just got today.
Yeah, what happened with United Airlines? Can someone give me the rundown on that?
Everyone's blowing it out of proportion like they always do. Well, all right. That's what happens.
Can someone else give me a rundown on that?
Some dude got beat the fuck up.
Shit. By who?
United Airlines.
By the United cops.
Ye old United Airlines Mafia, Jackson. You haven't heard of them?
So, Charlie, you're up to date. You're up to snuff on world news. Why don't you give us a rundown of the whole story, just for people who don't know?
I actually do know this story. There was a Asian doctor, and apparently United Airlines overbooked, and they asked him to volunteer to get off, but he didn't volunteer. So then they, like, yanked him out of his seat and knocked him out on the...
They didn't ask him.
Or whatever. They yanked him out of his seat and knocked him out on an armrest across the aisle and dragged his unconscious body off of the plane. And then he...
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then he found his way back onto the plane, but he was clearly confused. And he was just like, need to get home. Need to get home. And it was just horrifying. It's truly a bad situation. United Airlines...
I thought he was saying kill me. Because I listened to that little clip. I thought he was saying kill me.
Pretty much.
That too.
Yeah.
How do you blow that out of proportion? That sounds fucked up.
It is fucked up.
It is fucked up, but it's not the end of the world.
It's the end of
90% of the Reddit's front page right now is just about the United Airlines.
It's the end of that man's career as a doctor. He probably forgot all of medical school. That was a hard hit.
What if he was, like, not a very good doctor, so this is just, you know, going to send him on the path to success?
He was the Joseph Mengele of, like, China. He was going to sue some twins together.
That's fucked up. I fly United too, so now I have like a moral dilemma. Like, do I book with them next time? You know?
Well, I mean, I guarantee you in a month everyone's gonna not give a shit.
That's how it always goes.
Nope. A month.
Exactly.
That's very generous.
Sorry, a week. Yeah.
Tomorrow no one's gonna give a shit.
As soon as the next big thing hits.
Yeah.
Delta Airlines.
They just need another animal to die so they can latch onto Harambe, and then that'll be an
elementary school just got shot up. It was like an hour later. Already nobody gives a shit. Also, this is going to come out like
dark.
A week later.
This is dark.
So how about wieners?
Actually, fun fact,
it's not dark. It's just the economics of news.
Before this, we were like, you know what? Maybe we should dial back the masturbation and come.
Yeah.
And now this is the result. Just depressing news.
Really? Right, because I didn't know what to expect, right?
Yeah.
Like, with your guys' podcast, because you sort of run like a no-holds-bar. Is that the right word?
Yeah, loose operation.
Loose operation. So I wasn't sure, you know, should I take some pictures of my dick to, like, you know, describe it, or should I refrain? Because it might be too...
I mean, why would you take some pictures just to describe it?
To send to us.
It'd be weird if I'm sitting here with my, like, if I'm, like, unzipping and stuff, because you're going to get this audio file of me taking off my pants. If I had pictures pulled up.
That's what gets views, baby.
That's true. Breaking news. Alex
Penis.
You don't want
your dick. No. No. Your taint, on the other hand.
We value taint pictures. Use of. Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, you will.
Well, we should give some background on that. So Andrew sent us a picture of his taint one time when he was drunk, so that's why we're bringing
it up. Wasn't mine, but that's fine.
Don't listen to
Alex. Was not that fat.
A picture of your taint.
Yeah, don't listen.
There was a picture of a taint in my possession, and I accidentally sent it while drunk. That is the whole story. Yes.
I'm wondering how. Like, did you know it was a taint right away? Or
oh yeah, no, I had it there on purpose. So Skype is what's known. Skype is what's
known.
Well,
no, not you sending it. Did like they know that that was a taint? Like,
oh yeah.
Oh,
hold on. No, they didn't see it. They didn't see it right away. I was bored. And I was on Skype, and I just had it open. And Andrew, out of nowhere, sends a picture of, like, a hairy taint. And I was like, Andrew, why did you send a picture of your balls? Because I thought it was his nutsack at first. I only got a quick glimpse. And then I looked a little closer. I was like, oh, my God, it's a taint. And then he immediately removed it. And then about a month later, I kept giving him shit, but Jackson and Kai never saw it. So
a month? This was like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. So about 3 days later.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah, about 3 days later, I went like super sleuth mode, and I went into like Skype's cache files and found pictures.
Oh, you did, yes.
Okay, Kai. Yeah. Kai
Jackson and I did not have to guide you through it.
Okay, well.
So the point, the thing with it is Skype is what's known as a hot pile of fucking garbage shit program, and I was on it on my phone, and I was, you know, inebriated, and as I was like trying to quickly type something in there, I mashed the send photo button, and it decided to just send like one that I tapped on accident.
Yes.
That was the one.
The take this photo from Twitter and send it to my group chat and Skype button. The new Google Pixel phone has that button, I believe. Yeah, they just added
right next to the home button.
I mean, I'm not denying the incident. I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Alex, what is your taint like? Please describe.
Or
was my taint
have you ever sent any tan pictures?
Yeah, have you ever sent a nude accidentally?
Or tell us an interesting story of that caliber, like of masturbation.
No, we're trying to be more serious, Andrew Taint. So if you've ever sent a taint picture.
I just don't know what I would ever need to, like, what the situation is where I need to show somebody my taint specifically. Really?
What if it's a doctor? What if it's a doctor and you have taint?
A doctor and you're sending taint pics to your doctor. Like,
yeah, what if it's
hey, I think
the
there's
morning.
Something wrong with my taint, and he's like, oh yeah, just send me a picture. Like,
what
you know,
if you've
like,
gone
so...
in? Yeah, what if you've gone in for previous conditions on your taint? And eventually it's like 4 a.m. and you've got shooting taint pains. And he's like, if it gets worse, let me know. And you call him and wake him up and he goes, all right, well, you know, you don't have to come in. So show it to me. Boom. You send a picture of your taint.
I think I would FaceTime my doctor.
Yo, if it was that serious. Firsthand.
No, different angle. Doctor.
Don't even show him your face. Just immediately when he answers the call, it's just your taint.
Oh, you again, Alex, huh? It's looking good. Shave.
I recognize that taint. How are you?
No, I don't. Honestly, I wish I did. I don't have any. I never took pictures of my taint. You know, as long as the cell phone's been around, I don't think I've ever had a reason to like take anything like below my balls, right? To like take any pictures.
That's true.
Of anything below that. Yeah. Like I don't. Again, I don't know who I would send. You said a doctor, but I think you know, I'd rather just go in.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Then, Alex, how much money for you to get pepper sprayed in the taint?
Would the taint hurt?
That wouldn't hurt at all.
I don't think it would hurt. I don't think it would hurt at all.
Your balls and dick would massively.
Well, I feel like the taint absolutely
a lot.
Would.
No, it's not.
The taint's just skin.
Yeah, the only thing that makes pepper spray hurt is when it's on like an open area or a mucous membrane. Same thing with peppers.
Okay, you clearly don't know how
my face and my sides of my face still like burns from the pepper spray, and it's just because it's the chemical burning on my skin. So it's like,
Charlie, have you ever gotten anything acidic near your dick?
Well,
it's a lot of pain.
Lysol wipes. But not really acidic.
No.
Lysol
wipes.
Do me
a favor, crack open a jalapeno and just rub it on your taint a little bit right now and let me know what happens.
I once accidentally got some rubbing alcohol on it and it's painful. It feels like someone's
on the tip
holding
of your
a
dick.
Match to your balls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, and
it's horrible.
Oof.
It's immense pain, so I think being pepper sprayed in the nuts would certainly hurt.
Mm-hmm.
What about like
or
up
the, taint
up
or
the
anywhere
ass?
Near that area.
Oh, what, like the nozzle
the
right
too,
in the asshole?
But we're all used to having your asshole burn anytime we eat anything that's spicy, so...
Right. that makes sense.
Familiar.
Been training it. That brings me to my next question. We'll go ahead and steer away from taints. What's the worst movie you've seen of 2017 so far, Alex?
The worst movie 2017.
Include 2016, because we're only, like...
No, we've done 2016 20 times.
I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate for this.
Oh man,
ignore Andrew.
Like I really am.
Please say
okay.
Know.
Fuck. Okay.
What movie?
Well, because I don't really talk about. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should just pick a more.
No. Be honest. You say this.
What's the
no,
worst
be honest.
Movie?
This is what this is for. It's therapy.
Guys, you're really putting me on the spot here. Honestly,
we might
dude,
support you.
Do it.
I watched Moonlight. I watched Moonlight, and that won the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why I watched it. And I don't know, man. I really didn't like that movie.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not really a controversial opinion.
Well, the thing is, it won, right? It won Best Picture and everything.
The thing is, with Oscars, supporting they're usually actors. Bait anyway. They're movies that come out around that time with a specific demographic and cast in mind to get those awards. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If that was
well,
the
Oscars
case,
got the whole
La
thing
La
for
La
being too
won.
White, right? So it's like, no, you. I mean, you know what I'm talking
no,
about.
Yeah, I know
whole,
exactly
no,
what
no,
you
I,
mean.
It,
yeah,
I just
that's not
it was
a controversial
idea, but, yeah.
opinion outside of Tumblr, though. Of course not.
Right. I just know there's a lot of people that are very like, super
yeah,
into it and will defend it. Right, like, yeah, I guess progressive. But I watched it, and I watched it with, like, as open as my mind can be, because I understood sort of the premise. But even at the end, man, I didn't like the movie. And I felt there was so much, there were movies that were so much better in terms of, like, storyline, cinematography, you know, actors that, it, I don't know. That movie really...
You're entirely allowed to have that opinion. Just because something's revolutionary or, like, different for its time or whatever doesn't mean it's good.
But it's not, though, right? Because it's, like, other movies have come out.
Not going that far is what I'm saying. Like, if just because something, like, makes a statement doesn't mean it's quality. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to express
this
idea.
It's the exact opposite. It makes it less quality. I don't know. I hate this thing where in art, for some reason, people have the impression that if the artist or whoever makes it puts his own political opinions or his, not even political, but his own personality into it, that skill. Because to me, it's more skillful if you can keep that separated and keep it out of it.
Keep
make
it
a work of art that's not necessarily objective, just if it doesn't have your biases in it, that to me is more more of a show of skill. But of course, I agree with Alex. I mean, most of these shows of that type are, of course, only to, you know, cater to a certain demographic.
Right.
Just to hit those score points and get an Oscar from the people who ate a whole lot of criticism last year because Oscar's so white or whatever that hashtag was.
Right. I just don't think that, you know, the excuse of, oh, you just don't get it, or this movie isn't really for you, is like a good reason. You know, a movie should be
never is.
For everyone's
never.
Broad understanding, right? Yeah. Right. I mean, you can get you can get your own meaning out of a movie. You know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, you have to be this particular like gender or class or race to like really understand it. You know, so that was a movie that just you know.
I mean, there's an entirely different argument in that when they go, oh, you just don't get it. If you're saying it's a bad movie or like a shittily made movie or any of that, and they're like, oh, you don't get it, there's kind of a point there. But for people to say this is the greatest movie of all time because it does this and this, no, that's not a really valid point.
Yeah,
it's like with Amazing Spider-Man, too. Like, some people are just going to love it, and other people aren't going to like it, you know? They just
don't get it. I think it's Spider-Man 3.
I'm just looking up what movies were released in 2017, just to refresh my memory here.
That's just I just watched Kong, right? That one came out. That one was pretty good.
It was good. Bad. I've had it.
Cool.
It was all right.
It was mediocre.
Logan came out.
Yeah, I didn't like Logan.
The Last of Us, the movie.
The Last of Us, the movie? Wow.
I mean, Logan just
not
looks
even,
like it.
Just,
oh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe I'm dumb.
That's a bit,
probably dumb.
That's a
I'm
bit of a
dumb.
Stretch. I don't quite
Power
remember.
Rangers, I think, came out, right?
Yeah, what about that's Ghost in the Shell, out. Alex?
I haven't seen that, but I've heard really good things about it, so I kind of want to see it now.
So
like, all my buddies have watched it. I was just thinking of like what movie I just watched that was good. That was a good question.
And
I just asked
myself
that.
I'm sure you've seen John Wick, too.
I have a good question for Alex if we're moving on.
That's a very good movie.
So, Alex, you're in the business that a lot of people on YouTube are doing. You know, you commentate on games and all that shit. What are some things where maybe you've cut them out or you recorded and you were like, you know what, this isn't working or this isn't funny? What are some things that just haven't worked for you?
Man, I play a lot of like Counter-Strike, and like recently the PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds that just came out, and that's a real tough game to get like a good recording out of. So sometimes I will spend like a few hours trying to get good footage for something, and like the whole day I'll just be getting shit on, and I just don't come up with anything. And at the end of the day, I'm really depressed and have to, you know, order a pizza and like watch a movie or something, and the whole day's ruined. Because, like, I don't want to go back to recording after, like, 5 or 6 hours of just not getting shit done. So that's usually what happens. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
It's the worst, man.
You ever have that feeling where, you ever, like, backlog a game where you're like, oh, man, I'm really going to play this. I really want to do content with this. And then eventually you get, like, 30 minutes into it and go, I just have nothing funny to say or nothing funny to do with this.
Right. So you just edit a bunch of, like, fucking meme clips in, you know? and then you're good.
Yeah. Honesty.
Jangle those keys. That leads me to a question. How long is everyone's like video game and movie bucket list? Like, how many games do you have on your backlog that you want to play but just don't get around to?
Dude, there is just so many games, man. Like, that have come out.
I keep track of it.
I'm actually slowly playing Andromeda. So I just got a couple hours into it the other day.
I'm sorry.
My,
I'm so
TV.
Sorry.
Well... I don't know. I heard some people say it wasn't as bad, so I was like, I played the other Mass Effects except for 3, so I just figured maybe that would be a good thing to sit down and play too. It's been all right so far.
Apparently they patched it like 2 days ago and fixed a lot of the animations. Yeah. And it's not as bad now.
Oh yeah, the whole I've seen that. Now I'm not like endorsing it or anything. I know that it kinda looks like shit, but
I think it still looks like total shit. I mean, I love 2. I thought 1 was good. 2 was really,
two
really
was
great.
Really great.
3
yeah.
and Andromeda, just everything I've seen is terrible.
I'm on the other opinion. I'm enjoying it.
There we go.
Well, why do you just like don't get it, Jackson.
So, yeah, I'm Jackson, wrong. Have you played the other ones in the series? Have you played 1, 2,
3? Yeah, I've played all of them, yeah.
So what does Andromeda do compared to those that you actually take from it that you like?
It's just got a much larger gameplay area, basically. It's much more free.
So is it just more
free
three,
in what you want to do?
Or does it...
No.
Like, it's more Mass Effect 3 or what?
I think they have really streamlined the combat and made it a lot funner. If that means anything to you. I think they took a step back in the world building and the actual RPG elements though, which sucks, but what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
I still think 3 was the better game.
You could make a good game.
Yeah. No, I still think 3 was the better game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
Did you like 3 at all?
I did. I thought everything up until the ending was really good, and then the ending was overblown. Like, I don't think it was that bad compared to what everyone says it was.
But now you can finish the fight with additional downloadable content. When I saw that screen, I just lost faith in BioWare.
What screen is that? I don't remember
what screen.
So after you beat the game, it cuts to the literal scene where it's text on the screen, and it just says, you finished the fight with Shepard, and his story is over, and now you can continue it with additional downloadable content.
Wow.
Where they just put a fucking ad at the end of the game. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
I also don't remember that.
It's pretty.
No.
It's pretty shitty.
Yeah, it was.
If you want more, you can go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. By the way, extra.
No, Horizon Zero Dawn's pretty good as well. I've been playing that a bit, and that's a game that I really want to beat, like all the way through, which is like very rare nowadays.
It looks so massive though in terms of content.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, doing content. I don't know if I do content. There's just too many games that like you sit down, and you're like, oh yeah, this would be. Like a 200 something part, you know, video series.
You guys so ever wish, go like, I wish this game was shorter or smaller?
Yes, absolutely.
Just less.
I've been saying that for the last 3 or 4 days with Persona. Yeah.
Oh, you've been playing Persona?
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm over like 105 hours in now.
My God.
There's just, I want to fucking like do everything in it, but it's
he was
just
up
so
until
much.
What fucking 8 a.m. the other day. Just, yeah. He played it all night, basically.
It's not just
girlfriend.
Me, though. Like my,
well,
my
what is that game? I know nothing about
it's
it.
It's a weird anime game.
I know it's some
it's weird, a
weird garbage,
anime game.
But they all are. But what do you do?
It's
a weird anime
turn-based
game.
Turn-based combat? What is it? First-person shooter?
Turn-based combat. Yeah.
Oh, God. That is horrible.
With a lot of socializing. With
a lot,
fake friends.
A lot of socializing.
Yeah.
It's a friend simulator.
Fake romances, is that it?
That's
everything's.
Don't
great,
mock that, genius. Kai. That's my favorite part. Fool me for life.
I always gotta love that when the internet forums just devolve into civil war.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened that's what happened with Mass Effect Andromeda. There weren't enough gay relationships yeah. apparently.
Did you see the fascination? The group of people who fell in love with what's the main character in Andromeda's name?
Ryder.
Ryder.
They fell in love with female Ryder because when she had like the bugged expressions and shit, they were like, "Oh, she's autistic. I love her." Like they genuinely thought they made the main character autistic because of how fucked up her facial expressions and like
she
actions were. So people were fucking like not fetishizing, but they were romanticizing her because they were like, "Oh, she's so broken and fucked up."
Ooh, that's like something
though.
Tumblr would do.
It's,
like, finally,
really, like,
we broke these ableist chains. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I saw it everywhere. They were like, oh, I love her so much. I just want to, like, hold her and let her know it's okay.
Imagine doing the mocap for that character and then everyone's calling you autistic.
well, they fucked with the mocap actress.
What?
They fucked with her look. She doesn't look exactly like that. They tweaked her to make her look a little more, like, stone-faced.
I thought all the facial animation was automated. But
no, it's all mocapped.
I don't think so.
I mean, never 100% thing. You can mocap and then go
you,
over.
Yeah,
it.
You don't. Obviously you don't know that it's the defaults are mocapped. I know that.
Yeah, I know for a fact.
Yeah, like the dude who does default Shepard looks just like that. Like he looks
You're talking about the modeling. You're talking about the mocap, the animation, which apparently fucked up.
Well, no, what I'm saying is in 1, 2, and 3, the guy who did Shepard and the girl who did, I guess, Shepard, they look one-to-one to the in-game model, but apparently the writer, they, like, tweaked the character, and it doesn't look exactly like the model, and occasionally it results in fucked-up animation.
The original trilogy, the actor and the in-game character looked nothing alike.
Well, you couldn't be more wrong with that.
Yeah, really? I'm going to Google the fucking male dude from Mass Effect.
How do you guys feel about...
You're talking about voice actor, right? Mark Meer.
No.
No, I'm talking about the mocap actor.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe. They look... So look, Jackson. Jackson.
Yeah.
When they did the mocap for 1, 2, and 3, here's a photo. The actors they used for the mocap look almost exactly like the people in the game.
Yeah, I'm
but
okay,
when they did Andromeda, they tweaked the in-game Jackson models gave to up look his point.
Kick him while he's down,
please.
I was talking about voice actors.
You finished them all. Right, well, the fatality was successful. Let's move on.
I got confused.
Are we going to go into like Mass Effect lore now?
Shut up, Alex. Stay out of this.
That's what I'm here for.
Were the Reapers mocapped?
yes, probably.
They took like crabs, you know.
That'd
like
be awesome.
Ocean crabs,
I wish they
could mocap them.
I wish
that'd be fucking cool. I'd give them props for that.
That was my least favorite part of Mass Effect 3 was the Reapers having like dubstep voices. Basically, they were like laying down sick tracks throughout the entire game. What were you gonna say, Andrew?
I don't know. I won.
I won.
Okay, how do you guys feel about mocap actors getting fame, basically?
I think that's fine. A lot of recognition.
Well, because
Andy Serkis?
They do the work. What's
Like people like him, it just confuses me so much. Why though? Why do you say that? Because
he's also the actor who plays the character that he mocaps.
I know, but see, it's just so difficult for me to understand where. You don't really act in the movie. Like, let's say you're mocapping for, what's that little twerp in the Lord of the Rings movies? Gollum?
Yeah. Gollum, yeah.
You do that. You record the facial expressions, but it's not your face in the end product, after all. Anyone could do those facial expressions.
Well,
and you probably have $1 million crew who's going over every little detail and editing it in post anyway before they put it in the actual 3D model.
But Kaya, then why would voice actors ever get famous? They're not the ones in the cartoon. It's just their voice. Anyone could voice them.
Andrew's swinging the zingers.
Their voice. That's so wrong. Your actual voice is in it. That's no different than your actual face being in it.
Well, their actual
when you're mocapping,
voice is in the movie,
it's nothing.
Too.
Why do they even need mocappers then?
Yeah.
If they can just animate it all with their $1 million
Andy Serkis
my point
gets
is
famous
why,
because he's the one who actually voices and plays the character. That's
okay, my point isn't about his voice. My point is about the mocap itself. Why cannot anyone mocap for Gollum? Why do you pay Andy Serkis?
Because he's better at it than other people.
He's small and he's weird.
And he's good at moving like those creatures would move. It's probably harder than you think to move like Gollum would move or how they want him to move.
He's a real
creep. I'm sure it's... Yeah,
we're really letting down Alex here. He came on here for Cox. He didn't come on here for mocap debates.
Alex, how big is your wiener and how often do you touch it?
Alex, what's your favorite part about masturbation?
I like the start. Like the anticipation.
See, he had an answer.
Jesus, Jackson, calm down. Because
he's not used to terrible questions.
Like the pre-jerk
right
thoughts.
Here, Jackson.
Alex, you know, sorry, when you're we're just not letting kind of... you talk.
Where you're
that,
contemplating whether
that,
you're going to go
question,
and...
No, it sent us into an existential crisis.
Why do you keep interrupting him? He was answering the shit question. Fuck.
No, I was just, anyway,
please,
I was just saying, like...
You're talking about your penis?
Fucking Christ. Lord.
It's really too built up. No, I can't run with this, you know, string of thought here.
It's okay.
So you're too built up now, huh?
Right, so, like, because I thought about, do I do the official podcast or rub one out, you know?
It's just the wrong choice.
Yeah.
You should have done both.
Well, I've already, I mean, I did it halfway through that Mass Effect conversation, so I'm good now.
Fucking zoned out. I like that.
Is it because of the autistic writer?
We're the fucking worst. Maybe we need more dick jokes and shit, because when we talk normally, we just don't fucking interact with the guest.
You don't interact with anyone, no. Andrew. Like, you were just assaulting Jackson's stance for like 3 minutes after he said, all right, you're right, I lost.
Well, I mean, he deserved it.
What? I was talking about a completely separate thing. Talking about voice actors. It's not my fault I can't keep up with you talking about three separate things and then Kaya interrupting with a completely different stance on Hollywood.
Because like voice actors weird. Don't look like body actors. It's like, no, here's why you're wrong.
I'm completely lost now.
What exactly. Alex, could you tell us an interesting story from your childhood, please?
I grew up in Russia, actually.
Ooh, oh, shit.
So okay. I lived there for about 8 years.
Wow. Tell us some Russian stories.
That's why your name is spelled like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's not a joke, dude. It's the real thing. It's KS. And I also have to, like, every time, I have to pick my poison when I explain to people how it's spelled because, you know, a lot of the times people don't get it. And so it's like, you know, I'll tell people, like, hey, my name's Alex. And then if it's like a form I have to fill out, then I'll be like, it's KS. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they assume it's A-N-D-E-R. But I don't have an E, so I have to correct them and be like, no, there's no E, it's D-R. I'm like, oh,
Alexandra. Do you let it slide at Starbucks?
Yeah, I let it slide at Starbucks, just, you know, things like that.
I like to surveys. Imagine you drive a hard bargain. No, you spelled it wrong, I'm not paying for it.
No, I mean, it's just, it's a waste.
If he goes to Starbucks, they're going to be like, Alexandra, Alexma.
I make him bring it back. Please spell it right.
To you,
that's not my name.
Sounds like a slight exaggeration there.
A lambda.
I don't have any.
I don't think Alex is a very controversial name.
I mean, I went to fucking Starbucks and I said Andrew loud and clear, and they were like, Amber?
Maybe it wasn't your fucking coffee.
No, it was. It was me. There was me and one other guy there. There was me and one other guy there named fucking like Paul. And they were just like, oh, Amber? And eventually he was like, oh, the caramel mocha, whatever the fuck I got. And I was like, oh, that's me.
That just seems like a normal sort of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you get Amber from Andrew?
Well, it's just like a misunderstanding, right? Yeah. Did it bother you the rest of the day where you're like...
Well, he's talking about it now.
I and cried in my fucking shed. But no, I'm just saying it.
Well, I mean, cried, but you brought it up, so it bothered you to some extent.
He remembers.
That this person, you're like role-playing me this week.
No matter what at Starbucks, they're going to fuck your name up. It's what they do.
Oh, okay.
Cut that out, Jackson, in case Starbucks ever wants to sponsor us.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, anyway, no, I didn't have any crazy, like, Russian stories. I just, you know, played with rocks and threw, like, apples at old people. I think that's about the extent. I took, like, a shit on my, like, kindergarten sidewalk. Because I had to really go, and I didn't have enough time to run back to the bathroom. We were in recess, just to give it context, like on the playground. It was like a, you know, Catholic thing where we were praying. No, I had to run inside to use the bathroom, and on my way there I just couldn't hold it, so I just pulled my pants down and took a shit, and then went back to playing. But then, you know, the teacher has to escort all the kids back to the classroom. And, you know, we walked by. We had to pretty much walk through the shit that I took. So I remember that pretty, like, vividly. No, I should have, yeah. No, it was just there. And that's, like, you know, sort of burned in my mind as, like, a Russian memory that I did that. And I had to poker face my way back, you know.
Little do you know, four other classmates did the same thing.
I was 16 at the time.
This was last week, right?
This was
last week.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah, it was all right. It was cold. Ate a lot of weird foods, I guess. Well, not really weird to me, but I imagine to a lot of normal people.
So what year did you leave Russia?
I left it in, what was it? 2000.
Okay.
So my green card still says the USSR on it, actually, ironically.
Yeah, I was about to say, you left not that long after the Soviet Union fell.
Right.
So you're sure there wasn't any shit going on that might have been weird where they were kind of cobbling stuff back together?
No, it's just the weirdest thing was like the buildings and stuff looked very similar. Cobbling stuff together.
What the fuck what, kind what of question?
What do you expect? Like wartime prison camp stories? Yeah. What do you want?
I like how you're also questioning him. Are you sure? Can you?
Yeah, like a fucking Stasi officer. Let's say you're Russian, huh?
Oh. Yeah, they would haul the Jews out, and that was pretty normal.
Just standard procedure.
I would help. I would help round them up. I would point out where they lived.
You had your little whistle?
When the commissars would run into town.
This was last week,
over, everyone.
Right, that was last week. I had my bike stolen. That was probably, I guess, when I was young, too.
I mean, that happens in Russia.
Right. It's just Russian things.
Should have had a dash cam on it.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's so much footage. I guess it's just because so much weird shit happens that it's just regulatory that they have.
It's because there's a lot of insurance fraud.
Oh, that's right.
People just throwing themselves because there's a lot of sliding on the ice and shit. So right. they just throw themselves in front of cars.
But, I mean, there's so many drunk people too.
Russia specifically?
That too, yeah. Yeah, actually. Russia and a lot of Eastern Europe, there's a shitload of insurance fraud in parts of Asia. So they'd get all the dash cams to prevent it.
Hmm. I've just seen so many weird videos. You know, I'm sure you guys have too.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like, that now that Russians have access to iPhones and stuff, they can just, record their backyard. Like, one of my favorite videos is this guy who's just in his backyard, like, recording these junk cars or something he has on, like, his farm field. And he, like, pans over and there's a bear in a tree, like, climbing after his neighbor. And he's just so stoic about it. He just says, yeah, that's, you know, stupid bear. And he goes back to, like, recording the rest of his stuff.
That sounds
I don't know
amazing.
If you guys have ever seen it. Yeah,
that's
no,
awesome.
It's
awesome.
Yeah. Cool. So now we need to give like the Middle Eastern countries and like Africa iPhones so we can see what's going on there, you know.
They do.
Like it'd be cool like, to see like well a hippopotamus like chasing after somebody, you know
yeah,
what I'm
they,
saying?
They
like I want to see shit like
boys
that.
In, don't they?
Hippopotamus?
No, the iPhones.
Yeah. They're actually not native to Florida. Fucking Africa. I'm going to stop talking.
I fucked
that up so
you're
hard
fucking,
there's no coming back.
You're making sure all of the information talked about here is historically accurate. Fucking shitting on Jackson. Oh, it's right after the USSR fell on July 4th of 2000. That's amazing. Are you sure there wasn't any
July 4th,
camps?
Huh? So the Soviet Union fell when we celebrated our independence.
Yeah, well known fact, Andrew. Come on.
Right.
I like the fact, though, that...
Yeah, there you go. I'm just giving you the link.
Oh, thanks.
Check
smartphones
it out.
Smartphones are now widely available.
Oh, it's a good video. Oh, it's not available for you?
No, I said I'm happy that smartphones are now widely available to everyone.
Like, is it a good thing, though?
Oh, yes. It's a great thing.
Like, what do you guys think?
Because otherwise, lifeleak.com would be really, really boring.
Right.
I mean,
but
the argument...
we can go on there and just watch all the suicide bombers fail and then die, which is just always a good day.
I mean, a lot of people have that argument where it's like, is it bad that all these phones are capturing all this shit? And the thing I say about it is, I mean, it's going to happen whether we have the phones or not. It's just now you can
see
it.
The Amish?
Yeah, I've never heard that argument. Is technology bad?
You've never heard anyone argue that technology is bad.
I mean, outside...
Yeah, technology, yeah, of course, there's people who say that shit, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've heard people complain that it, like, desensitizes the issues.
Yeah. I'd rather see more of it so I know how it actually happens.
Yeah, same.
I think just because you get so much information, like, you constantly see, like, problems all the time versus, like, before it'd be, like, on your local news channel, like, and today we have a report from New York. And it's just like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
just,
exactly.
like, every day you're getting... This person died, and these kids died, and here's a bombing in Syria, and meanwhile in Russia, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the media companies must love it. Any big company, really. It's just so much easier now to spread their stuff, their ads.
Right.
But what I hate is the trite cliche bastards with their anti-technology nonsense, where it's like a caricature of a girl who's like, she'll have her face glued to the phone, something like that, you know? We all use our phones way too much, blah. Did you know people now spend more time with their phones than with their children? Fuck you.
I don't have children. Oh,
I don't mind like the caricatures, like a little picture. I hate the full on video, like a 3-minute video of like take
I
your
just
eyes
hate
off the
whole
screen.
Sentiment of
now look.
Oh, we're all so one in one now with our technology. Oh, is this not bad? No one's
it's like the end of Mass Effect 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds just dumb. Like, what was just a girl on her phone texting?
Everyone fears the technology.
The end of Mass Effect 3 is Shepard just text in a dark room by himself.
What a shitty fucking.
It sounds like a fucking XD to the Reapers. Yeah. Like an emote.
They respond lol and then reblog it.
Well, you've seen like the pictures of like the old people, like, well, I guess now old people, but back then, like, you know, like on the subway, a bunch of people on their, like, in their newspaper, and then the contrast is like a bunch of people on their phone. So it's like, has it been an issue all the time where people just want to like do their own shit while they're out in public, where it's like, why are you guys always on your phone? Like, I don't want somebody, I don't know if you've seen the North Korean video where some guy takes like an iPhone inside of like a big escalator going down like their train system or something, or shopping mall underground, I don't know. But he's like going down the escalator and nobody there has phones, right? So everyone's just looking at this one guy with a phone, like everybody in the escalator, because they're not doing anything else. You know, they don't have anything else to do. So they're just all staring at this one guy. Yeah.
Can you send me that video? That sounds great.
Well, yeah, I mean, what do you expect? I've never seen that.
Sure.
I mean, like, look at this guy with his freedom.
I mean, North Korea, though, is its own fucking comedy troupe. They perform wacky numbers everywhere you look.
I just in general, I hate the fucking whole anti-technology sentiment. Like, oh, how dare we have more fun, have a longer life expectancy and better lives.
It's just like shit to do, right?
Yeah.
So you're not like...
It keeps you busy. What
have you been in the toilet without your phone? You know?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, God, it's a foreign feeling at this point. Yeah,
it's a dark age, dude. You're just sitting there like, you're waiting for yourself to expel, you know, like, it's not fun.
Bad things.
I mean, for me, it's a moment of zen. I really like my potty sessions. I just have my phone and I just sit there for an hour.
Right.
Until my legs go numb. I have to get up and like, they're all tingly and I have to balance like I'm on stilts.
Right.
Because I cannot feel them.
Kyle lives on the toilet.
What?
Kaya's shitting. Kyle lives on the toilet, yeah.
Yeah, Kaya's shitting is like a whole ritual. I remember for a while, every time Kaya shit, he would have to go into the shower and blast his asshole.
For a while, that's every time.
Still?
I discovered that it's just so comfortable. I now merge my showers with my shitting sessions. I just shit and then I shower and I'm sparkly clean.
Like in the shower, you shit in the shower?
No, I'm not a waffle
stomper.
Yeah,
mash it down the drain like Play-Doh.
A waffle stomper? There's a term for that.
That's what you call it when you... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Waffle stomper.
You mash it down the drain like Play-Doh.
But wow. I never have.
Do you guys have Game Boys? Like a Game Boy? Game Boy Advance?
Do we have Game Boys?
Game Boy?
I wish.
Game Boy what?
Advance.
Yeah.
Or Color,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah.
I've had every game.
You probably spend a lot of time like on the toilet with that, right? Like hours.
What's actually funny is I have a 3DS and when I first got it I played it a lot, but now I only play it while I'm shitting. And it's gotten to the point where I've beaten 3 different Phoenix Wright games exclusively only playing it while shitting.
Wow.
That's good.
So I get inquisitive while I'm pooping.
So do you just leave that in the toilet, like in the toilet room?
No, I mean I take it in and out of the bathroom, but I leave it in sleep mode and only open it while I'm shitting.
What a question, Jackson.
I have a question for you guys.
I throw it in the fucking toilet and then I have to buy a new one every time I shit.
I said toilet room.
That's still silly.
Toilet room.
Yeah, that's still just silly.
toilet room.
You're gonna wanna cut that out, Jackson. You sound like you're right. Go ahead, Alex. What's the question?
Like a redneck.
I guess I had people tweet at me about the podcast and stuff, but a few things that somebody, I guess a few people said was that I should have like a masturbation story ready, right?
Oh my God.
That's fine.
Yes. We're trying to move away from that.
Maybe back in the day when we were uncultured. But no, we don't need that.
Ugh. You guys are PG-13 now, but...
Yeah, we're family friendly, fucker.
I wanted to see...
You can tell us, but I'm going to cut it out.
Right, cut everything out. My question, I guess, is how did you guys get your porn back in the day? I'm not saying like...
Oh, God, this story.
Not when you were like very young, but like when you were like a teenager, right?
Charlie used now you to have go the phone. On shock sites and there used to be this one thing on the side where there was tits.
Whoa, maybe he has a spin on it.
Yeah, well,
I was just saying like now there's phones and laptops, but like as a kid, you know, your parents had to be like Playboys and shit, but I didn't really have Playboys when I was like a teenager. So I figure you guys are like around my age, and I want to see like what kind of tactics you use to improvise getting porn. I'm going to share my story. So
perfect.
I was asking you first.
Yeah, Andrew was lucky enough to not need porn because he could suck his own dick. But for the rest of us plebeians, I used to Google things that were similar, like fudge and stuff like that, to go to Google Images. But here's a little interesting, Kai. You're going to tell my story for me, so I'm not going to tell that one. But before I discovered that gore site that had some porn in the sidebar, I actually went on a Satanist ritual site that used to scare me, but one of the demons was topless and had titties, and I would go on there periodically to see some boobs.
Was that in eighth grade? I feel like that whole Satanist thing always lasts in pretty much high school, early
no,
high school.
No, it was way before that. This was on like dial-up. Like if my mom went on the phone, those tits were going away. This was a long time ago. I must have been like 7 or 8 years
okay.
old. Yeah, I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I had a friend in the neighborhood that would come over, and we would just like go to this site because there were some tits there. Like, come on, are you kidding me? I'm not going to go there. And yeah, that was a long time ago.
That all actually right. reminds me of a story I wanted to bring to the podcast kind of quick. Alex, to bluntly, quickly answer your question, Newgrounds was my go-to for the longest time.
So you were like on the computer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was on the computer.
Yeah, I had a magazine.
And Newgrounds, I just deleted the history, so Newgrounds was always my go-to. But when I was a little kid, before I knew, like, hey, Newgrounds has free porn, and like, oh, I can go here for this, whatever, I really desperately tried to get into pay sites, because I was like, oh, I can get into this porn and whatever, but every time I'd take the tour, and like, I'd be doing like my little kid thing, like, oh, yeah, look at this tour, it's all so cool, titties, and then they'd be like, enter the credit card to go forward, and I didn't understand that the credit card you enter would get charged, I just thought they needed one. So I made friends in Dragon Ball Z chat rooms, like online friends who I would talk about like new episodes and characters with. And I was like, I was a young little kid. I was like 8 or 9. And eventually I started asking around for credit card numbers. Cause I was like, I just want to plug it in for porn. And I would never tell them what it was for. Like, obviously most of them were like, fuck off, or like, no, but like some of them were like, well, what do you need it for? And I was like, you know, stuff, just give me, just do me a favor. I think I kept saying, do me a favor and just give me a credit card number. Like, just do it. It'll be fine. And eventually I prized this guy so much that he said, hey, I got a surprise for you. And he ran a big Dragon Ball Z forum at the time, which I've checked. It's been gone for years. And apparently they had a section on funny messenger conversations, and he posted the entire thing for everyone to read of me like begging him for credit card numbers because I wanted to look at titties. And then I cried for about an hour because I thought everyone that I knew was going to find out.
Did they?
No, actually, I was really relieved that no one found it, and I checked religiously, like, once every couple days to make sure that, like, it hadn't gone viral or no one I knew had seen it.
Wow.
Aw. Yeah. What was your username?
It had my last name in it, so I won't tell you. that was another reason I was really afraid someone would find out. I was fucking 8. What did I know?
Why didn't you just take your parents' credit card? Yeah. That would have been far easier.
Because I was 8, Charlie. I didn't want them getting porn on their card. I knew something would happen, but I didn't connect 2 and 2. I was like, oh, if it's someone else's card, I'll be fine.
So you had the knowledge to know that they would... I'm just confused by your plan there, but I guess it's excusable.
He was 8.
Yeah.
I was 8. Yeah. I didn't really have a plan. It was, I don't want to use my parents' card, because then they'll find out. But if I use someone else's card, I'm in the clear.
That's true.
Really wanted that paid
That was my logic. Yeah. Jackson, Kaya, have you ever told your go-to porn as a kid?
Yeah, I think Crushed so. It was just... No. It was the magazine that I got from my...
From
my father. Yeah.
So you had
and
a
Kaya
magazine.
Kaya had the poster.
Yeah.
I
started
access.
Off with magazines, yeah.
Right.
What about you, Alex? The guy who...
No, it was from
my toilet and left it in there?
Yeah, it was my toilet. So it was my... toilet room builder.
I actually had a PSP, and so I hooked it up into my Wi-Fi in the house, and this was when I was I guess 8th grade sounds about right, but the Wi-Fi was so shit back then, if you can imagine. So I was only able to like load those like, you know, like those Rule 34 sites and shit.
Oh yeah, sure. That's the excuse.
I was forced
I was only allowed to load that. What's the difference between those images and the other images?
Well, actually, I guess I didn't know what to look for, I guess. There wasn't like, oh yeah, Pornhub's the thing, you know. It was just like, you just looked up shit. You just looked up...
Well, where did you find these? Because like a lot of like websites like Newgrounds and all that shit would just, for some reason, always have Rule 34 comics more than anything else.
People love Rule 34.
I don't know. I just...
Because all the artists are degenerates. Go on DeviantArt and look at all the shit there.
Sorry, Alex.
Right. No, I mean, that was really my... I was just like more so... I wanted to like hear what you guys had to say because it was like you were young and you were really on the hustle, on the grind. I mean, you were trying to like rip credit cards, you know, to get access to porn.
Yeah,
I was a little hustler.
I would imagine kids nowadays, like, that's not an issue, right? They just pop on their phone.
They have no idea how lucky they are.
Type in porn and then it's just like
these days find
300 gigabytes per second. You know, they're just getting the full stream. You know, hours of it.
It's plus they know what to search for because it's like social media and stuff. They don't have to.
Well, yeah, they watch YouTubers like us too, and we talk about dicks, and they're like, yeah, I want to look that up.
Yeah. Plus,
vaginal insertion. I'm curious.
Plus, they have so much porn of whatever they like. Like back then, if you wanted, I don't know, fucking Rule 34. Okay,
like
Dragon
Minecraft.
Ball Z,
do you think kids look up Minecraft porn? They do, right? Because they have those videos.
Oh my god!
For sure. For sure.
Absolutely. There's Minecraft porn on YouTube.
Yeah,
that's true. There's a whole industry with the thumbnails where they're just making deceiving thumbnails.
There's an industry.
There's a famous Minecraft YouTuber where he roleplays that like a creeper is his wife and how he fucks her.
Yeah, it's so creepy. It's like fully animated.
It's actually,
how do you think that conversation at school goes down? It's just like, hey, did you see this? It's like, what? Look at this. And then like show each other low-key Minecraft porn. God, shit, dude. Is that Steve?
Oh, man. All
is
eight
Steve
pixels of
fucking
that dick.
A pig?
No, for sure.
Well, I mean,
that
they're
happens.
Kids, right?
Yeah.
Just get aroused by weird shit.
I see the argument against technology now.
Well, that's an interesting question. When did you learn about sex? When did you fully just grasp the concept and get it all? And
I have an honest answer.
Same.
Go for it.
Dead to Rights on the original Xbox. Did any of you play that?
No. Well, how old were you? How old were you? Were you
well,
like
that GameCube? I think
I was like 13.
Yeah. No. I would have been 9 when that game came out because it was like one of the first games I played on it. And
where was the sex in that game?
There wasn't sex. There was a strip scene where you control the stripper and the move she does, and that got me really curious. And
I
remember that.
Yeah, I had already like gone to, you know, the Satanist ritual sites and got my fill, and so I knew what they all looked like and terminology and such, and also a bunch of demon stuff. But this made
Were you in like the forums too? Did you browse the forums?
No,
were
like
you like converted partially?
No, like that shit scared me. I'm serious. Like I would only go to the homepage because there was a tits there. And I would go there and then I'd immediately leave after I saw them and just giggle to myself with titties.
You saw tits
at a young age,
you
conquered your fears just to see some tits.
You have to.
What a brave boy.
You have to.
That's dedication. Yeah, that's you're very brave. I hope you know that.
Thank you.
There's a lot about your character.
Yeah, the things I'll do
what
for
about
them
you,
titties.
Kaya?
So I got the magazine from my dad, but for about 4 years before that, I'd always, well, the first time I managed to find his magazines, which were hidden on top of the fridge, like you know how in those cartoons, like there's always the cookies on top of the fridge. Yeah, so I got the idea to check the top of my fridge, and instead of warm, delicious cookies, I found porno magazines. And decided to flip through them. So every morning I'd wake up super early at like 4 a.m. and run up there to have like 3 hours of reading. I didn't jerk off or anything. I just I looked at the nice
pictures.
You
read the articles in the Playboy?
Yeah.
Ooh, gold's going up this year.
So yeah, that was my first bout with pornography.
But did
people.
I'm talking about like when you learned like
yeah,
what
no,
sex was
no
that,
well yeah
taught you
that is the first time I learned okay it, like basically like when
the
I
articles.
First saw that magazine I
yeah.
was like
yeah gotcha
what are they doing
okay
that's weird
yeah.
What about you Kaya?
Alex what about
what
you
mine was
huh?
Oh shit
I have no idea like no idea when the first time about finding out about sex I guess when you just show and tell with your friends
oh Jesus
oh yeah actually yeah
I guess
yeah.
You get a hands on demo.
Except it's not your friend, it's your dad.
Yeah.
It's your uncle.
And it's not his hands.
Oh, did you tell the uncle story, Kaya?
No, I didn't. I don't know if it's a good story. It's just a weird uncle who used to still live with his mom at like 60 years old. And they ate Nutella from the same spoon and stuff while sitting across from one another and calling each other names.
Nice.
Normal family stuff.
I love that mental image so much.
You what?
Sorry.
You gave Andrew a real hoot there. Thank your uncle for that.
Every episode, Kai gets one that just really gets me.
Well, Alex, what about the first time you discovered sex?
Right, so the first time I discovered sex, actually. Oh, yeah, when I was flying to the USA my first time, I stayed in Moscow in a hotel. Mm. And while my mom was asleep, I actually charged a lot of pay-per-view on the television.
Watched
some girls dance naked on the television.
You should have just hit up the Dragon Ball Z forums.
Oh, that reminds me.
2 hours,
actually. You just gave me a flashback.
By your uncle?
No.
In the hotel room?
No. I'm actually pretty confident that I've never been molested by him. I'm pretty happy about that one. But
oh, nice.
You gave me a flashback because I remember on German TV when I was really little, they're always past like 12 o'clock. There's always those old school shitty phone line ads for women. Where you can cut like phone sex, but the ads would have them topless and shit. And I remember my mom was out one night with her friends or something, I don't fucking know. And I fell asleep in front of the TV, and I woke up to those ads at like 3 in the morning. And my mom was really pissed because somehow I locked her out of the house. So she just had to wait in front of the door until morning, I think, while I was just dozing off in front of porn ads. It was probably the first time I might have seen tits.
Alex, continue.
I mean, that was really it. I charged a bunch of porn on my, I guess, my stepdad's card, because that's the...
What was the outcome?
The outcome? There was none.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance
to
come.
How much did it cost?
I think it was like $200, actually, because I remember that whole story. Yeah, no, it was pretty bad.
That's a binge.
My mom woke up, was pretty pissed off, but hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I feel that. Satanism.
So speaking of pay-per-view, I've seen a ton of them. Actually, when later in my life, when we switched to satellite, my dad got all the premium shit and whatever, and he would be in the living room watching like HBO, like movies and all that shit. He would just leave that on and whatever movie was on. Then he'd fall asleep, and I'd go in there and get on the couch and pretend I was sleeping, but I'd just wait for the porn to come on, and then I'd watch the porn movies. And Charlie and I talked about this. It's where
like
I found
with your
the
sexual
dad matrix.
Next to you?
Well, he was sleeping.
Right.
He was.
Well, but he's still next to you, yeah.
I mean, he was on a different couch. But I don't know what creepy shit you're implying.
That's,
no, what do you mean?
That's weird.
It's what happened.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, Andrew.
I mean, I
he's
was
in
like
the
10
same
or
room.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I was like 10 or
like,
11.
Like, what if?
Or whatever,
imagine in his
but...
shoes if he woke up.
Oh, yeah. If he no. So it was a
maybe
game.
Maybe he was
game
pretending to be asleep.
Yeah,
if he woke up. Like, yeah, I'm gonna pretend to be asleep, and Andrew's gonna come in here and start jacking off.
Well, no, the whole thing was
your whole
he
family
would be
pretends to be asleep on the couch.
All my whole just family, whenever we're together, all of us just pretend to be asleep, and one person watches porn.
It's like grandma, your mom, and dad are all on the couch.
Yeah, we take turns. We rotate. We have a calendar. But no, it would be a game of cat and mouse. Like, if he was asleep, I'd be watching it, and if he would wake up, I'd pretend to be asleep.
But he didn't notice a pattern. Every time I fall asleep, a porn channel comes on, and he's always in here sleeping next to me.
Well, no, the porn would come on naturally. He'd be watching HBO, and then late at night while he was asleep,
he thinks you're, like, coming on
him. Yeah, I'm sure the porn came on naturally, Andrew. It just comes on, infiltrates other channels.
Yeah, no, go watch HBO, go watch it at, like, 9 p.m., and then when it hits, like, 1
in
the morning,
you were like
it just
11,
starts playing
though.
Porn.
You were, like, a lot less sneaky than you thought you were.
Oh, he probably fucking knew. He just didn't care.
It's probably like, why is my son coming in here, like, putting on fucking porn and shit while I'm asleep? He talks to your, like, guidance counselor about it.
And then he probably...
Did you have to have any special talks?
And then my guidance counselor says he's a normal fucking 11-year-old. Of course he's gonna watch
porn. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, why does he have to come into my room and watch it?
Exactly.
Because that was the only TV that had it.
He, like, starts sleeping in the bedroom when you go in the bedroom and turn the TV on.
You bring the TV with you wherever your dad goes.
I mean, that's what happened.
Your dad probably did the same thing when you were asleep. Oh, it's my turn, finally.
No, it was one of those where you only got it on one TV.
Right.
It was... No, I remember what it was. We had a legal cable. We had one of the hookup boxes on the main TV in the living room so we could watch every channel. So he would watch HBO, and it was the only TV in the house that got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So you had to...
Right. So I had to... I remember so specifically I could only see it in there, yeah.
Like, together with your clothes off.
Yeah, I'd cuddle up real close, and he'd be like, snuggle up, son, it's time for the porn hour. And then you fall asleep.
You couldn't just wait.
What the fuck do you want me to say?
I mean,
there's not much to this story.
Why couldn't you just wait for him to fall asleep and then do it when he wasn't there?
What do you mean when he wasn't there? He fell asleep in the living room every night.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
Because you naturally want to like not show your parents that.
Yeah.
Like, you doing illicit activities, so it's weird that you go in and like it's...
Oh.
I mean, you must be like really courageous to like do something like that next to your dad.
My parents were always really liberal. I think I knew that like they didn't care. I think I knew he didn't care.
That's why he let you do it.
I'm sure he cared a little bit, Andrew. That was probably uncomfortable for him.
Ask him now if he was asleep during those times. Dad, do you remember this? Oh yeah, yeah.
That was awful.
Oh yeah.
No, I was awake the whole time.
Of you, son.
I just put him to be asleep because it was weird for me. You know,
I was dead-eyed staring
when
you're
asleep.
The
dark secrets of my family are finally coming out.
Why do you think those channels were on when you came in?
I put them on. I hate porn.
It was a bait.
You fell for it.
It was a master one.
Speaking of that, like you hyped up a masturbatory story you prepared. I'm excited to hear it.
Did you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, dude. No, I...
Oh, I thought...
No, I... No, no. See, now... Oh. But now I have to, because you...
Yeah.
You hyped it up.
No, I hyped it up.
My story was just like, how did you get your content? Your masturbatory content.
I see.
Shit, yeah, I don't even know where I would go with like a story. Because I thought about it. I've been thinking about it for a bit now, actually. Maybe for like a week and a half.
Jack, I was going to give Jackson the floor for a question, so that way he can be talkative here.
Yeah. Alex, what's it like working with Rooster Teeth?
It's pretty dope, man. They, I guess they're different from a normal network where they don't have...
How so?
Like... They don't have like hundreds of...
Calm down. Yeah, Alex, tell us.
Yeah, shit.
No, Alex, tell us. Come on.
Yeah, no, they... Fuck. They have less partners because they only work with, you know, they have Funhouse and Achievement Hunter. So like being in that group is a little bit different than having like 1,000 partners with X number of subscribers all talking at the same time about, you know, what they need and what they want. And plus like Bernie and those guys, Jeff, they're very cool, fun to work with.
Do you work with them often, or is it just like you get to do your own thing?
We do our own thing for the most part, but like we're flying down in a couple of days here to Texas to go shoot some stuff with them, so it's pretty occasional, I guess. Like every few months we do something with them.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun. They're very cool guys.
It sounds like the best of both worlds. Like you get that kind of production assistance as well as like getting to retain your own creative individuality.
Right. And that doesn't really happen like too often on YouTube. You sort of just like become owned by like some network and you're a permanent slave until you can like hire up a lawyer to get out of your contract. That's like been the MO.
All right. Should we start wrapping this up?
Yeah, we can start winding down. Alex, you want to shout out some stuff? Anything you want to promote coming up? Blue Apron, perhaps? Maybe even Patreon, the official podcast? I mean, what's going on?
You want me to promote your sponsors?
No, it was a joke. Promote your stuff.
It was just a joke.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on the podcast. It's fun. You guys are all a bunch of cool people. I guess make sure to check out CowChop if you already haven't. It's really about it.
Okay.
We're on YouTube. We do dumb shit. Swim in lube. Hit each other. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Pepper spray.
The pepper spray.
Pepper spray, yeah.
And next week, Alex is going to get tasered.
You heard it here first.
On camera.
Yep. And if he doesn't, then he's a filthy liar.
And then it'll be cardiac arrest prank gone wrong.
Got him.
We'll see you next week. Remember to check out the Patreon and everything else that we've got. There'll be links in the description. Just for $1 a month, what do you get, Kyle?
You get extra content.
Yes, you do. You get an extra 2 hours.
You get access to the other, there's a lot of rewards. Just check them out. We have extra content. We have streams.
Remember to check out the merch store as well, where we've got merchandise.
Yay.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone. See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye.